Shalom, this is Billy Brim, and I just enjoy again hearing all your voices today. And I notice there's quite a number of you from Pennsylvania. And you from Goshen, if I were you, I'd check back and find out how your city was named. Maybe you know already. But, of course, it has to be about the protected land that God protected for the Jews in the land of Egypt, and which the Lord showed to me when we're teaching on the authority of the believer, that then he established Goshen, but now we have the authority to establish Goshen in our places. And I want to just give a good report this morning on little Landon. You know, we've been praying for him. He was a little boy that was thrown off the balcony, third floor balcony, at the Mall of America, April 12th. And there was a man looking for someone to kill, and he had been there the day before. He's been found by the cops, by the police, by the authorities, and he was intent on killing. He has been for a long time. He's caused lots of trouble. They had him on their radar, but this day he targeted this little five-year-old boy. Now, I've been talking to Lynn Hammond. This family has gone to Lynn's church since the beginning. The grandfather was on the board for a long time until his business just grew so, but they still attend there. Lynn remembers when the little five-year-old boy Landon's mother was born, and she stays in close contact with the child. Now, Pastor Mack, to his church on Sunday morning, announced that this, it's a miracle, and the doctors are calling it a miracle, and I'm going to tell you what Lynn has told me. And this comes from the Minneapolis a television station there. The five-year-old boy that was thrown from a third-floor balcony at the Mall of America last week has no signs of brain damage or swelling and is surprising doctors. According to CARE, K-A-R-E, Mac Hammond, the pastor of the family's church, said the boy, who is identified as Landon, has gone through an MRI that lasted 5 hours and referred to the results as truly a miracle. Doctors said they found no brain damage, not even swelling, no spinal damage, no nerve damage. And the doctors are saying that it is true, it is truly a miracle. The pastor said that doctors described the injuries as if he fell off of a bicycle instead of a third floor mall. I talked to Pastor Lynn about this yesterday. And they had gone in expecting to need to wire his jaw and reset his nose, do some things like that. And when they got there, they found out that they just had to snap things back into place. They were just amazed. And, of course, this little boy has lots of prayer and believing. The family is standing strong on the word of God. In talking to Lynn about it, the mother, when she drove up to the mall, had a great dread, a great feeling of dread. She said that had she not been meeting a new believer for lunch that she felt she needed to, wouldn't understand if she just turned around and went home. But she did turn to her son and say, "Let's call out on the angels and the blood." Now, really, I told you, and I want to thank you for your prayers. My goodness, when I came home from, I'd been going and going and going and pushing my body, and I'd had a hand injury before I left for Israel. And it's far better, praise the Lord. And I have waked up, and I just want to thank all of you for praying for me. It's just been a blessed thing to do that. But when I came back from Israel, I was really, I had really pushed my body and was in a state of fatigue almost. And you must take your Sabbath. That's another story. I'm not going to preach to you right now because I've been preaching to myself. Anyway, I took some Sabbaths, and I've rested since I got home, and I'm way far better. Praise God. I'll be at noon prayer today. If you can join us, billybrim.org, noontime prayer every Wednesday. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about some of these things, but she had this feeling of dread, and then she, but what I've been, when I stopped in Maryland, I stopped in Annapolis and did a women's meeting Oh, what a meeting it was. It was women, many of them out of the church of Bishop Harry Jackson in Washington, D.C. So many of them were from Washington, D.C. And really, to tell you it's a group, I'm not even quite sure they were that familiar with my ministry, except for the lady that was the head of that ministry. And I taught on authority of the believer. I would think that as I was stepping up into the platform to speak that, oh, I'm so, you know, I don't know if I even stay awake here. And, but there would come that anointing, and it was so powerful. The authority of the believer. Now, I taught on, I got the chair up there, if you've ever seen me teach on it, and I taught how you sit in that chair and you do it. If you do it in the morning, it doesn't take you a long time. If you have time in your chair, you can do and go through all those things that I wrote in my little mini book. But if you don't have time, do it in your car, do it on your way to work. But you take authority over that demonic spirit in the morning. You take authority in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Draw your bloodlines and actually sit there, pray that prayer in Ephesians, and do that authority of the believer. And then something like this won't happen. Now, I don't know how busy, but anyway, Lynn is going back through that Macmillan book, and I'm quite sure they're going to be going through some of the things that we're talking about right now. Shelley went down to Pastor Hagen's church, Rhema Bible Church, one day last week, and a woman came up to her and she said, I was at that authority of the believer, the first authority of the believer conference your mother taught in Oklahoma City. And she said, for a while I was diligent and it worked. And then I stopped. You can't do that. You have to keep it up. We're going into marvelous days with God. I'm going to talk about a word from the Lord that Pastor Lynn got today at our noon prayer. We're coming to a marvelous time where we're going to walk on a different realm with God. But it is exactly what the devil does. And God told me when I wrote my book, The Blood and the Glory, he is full of wrath because he sees his end is coming. That word is Kairos. It's like a date. It's almost like Moed in the New Testament, in the Old Testament. It's a date, a definite date. And Satan sees it's there and he's coming forth with great force. I would like you to get, and we've got it on our website. We've got it, Macmillan's book, Authority of the Believer, Kenneth E. Hagin's book, The Believer's Authority, and my little book, The Authority of the Believer and How to Use It. Just a little mini book, which you can get for $2. It normally sells for $3, but for anybody on the call today, $2. Buy $10 worth and give them out. Just call our number, 1-800-972-3447. 1-800-972-3447. Bless the Lord. Now, going to Israel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Got to get my notes out here. You remember when we pray and we've used that scripture, neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and opened unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Overnight, last night, 5 suspects were arrested for involvement in terror activities. The IDF, the Shin Bet, and the Border Police arrested 5 wanted suspects for terrorist activities in what the world calls the West Bank. So I want you to know that it works. And there are other things. There are other scriptures. This morning I was looking for some other scriptures. Mark 4:22, there is nothing hid which shall not be manifested. Neither is anything kept secret, but that it should come abroad. Luke 8:17, Luke 12:2, and 1 Corinthians 4:5 also say the same thing, that nothing is hidden, nothing covered that shall not be revealed, that shall not be made known. And again, Hebrews 4:13, neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and opened unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. So folks, it's really up to us. And when we pray for Israel, I'm sure that you've prayed for Israel and prayed this scripture, and the Lord has been able to to work on that. You have to give God something to work with. You have to give him your prayers. You have to give him your positive confessions. I was, there was a terrorist who killed a father of 12 who was also a soldier. And it was at the Ariel Junction. If you've been with me to Ariel, he didn't live there in Ariel. He lived in one of the settlements close by, but he was on his way, I'm sure, to do business in Ariel. And there at the junction, right up where you turn up to the hotel where we always stay, he was shot. Now, but they have on the news today, it was that they're demolishing his home. That's what they do to terrorists. They demolish their homes. When I was in Israel, and I think I'll post this. We made a little video online, and I'm going to write a blog and post this, and I'll have a little video of us on the Golan thanking God and thanking Netanyahu and our President Trump for recognizing the Golan as a part of Israel. And so Prime Minister Netanyahu was there with his family just yesterday and announced that he's going to name a Golan town after President Donald John Trump. We do want to thank God and give him great glory that our president honors and blesses Israel. If you bless Israel, you will be blessed. If you curse Israel, you will be cursed. Oh my goodness, how important it is in these very, very last times. Another thing that I'm going to post, or at least give you the link on billybrim.org, is to a long report from Ronnie Levy on the elections. And he said that with the elections, one of the things that was made so clear and so outstanding is that the conservatives have a strong voice and that they like what has been happening. Now, Bibi Netanyahu has been under attack, and despite their attacks that they've made against him, the vote that would put him in party was almost like a landslide. And so there will be a conservative party there. Here in the United States of America, there is a close association with our President Trump and with Bibi Netanyahu. And so let's lift up right now, like the Bible tells us to, first of all, those who are in authority. Father, oh, dearest Father, how marvelous is your word. How wonderful is your word. To think, Lord, that you wrote for us down on paper, of course, originally scrolls and tablets, but you wrote for us, and we've got it, oh, so available. The written word of God, where we can read, Holy One, your thoughts, what you say, your judgments. It is written of our Lord in the Psalms that he said, oh, how I love your word. Oh, how I love your judgments, Lord. We thank you that you have revealed to us what you say is right and what you say is wrong. And Holy Father, in the name above all names, you have written in that book to us, New Testament believers, new creatures, that your desire and your will for us in our prayer life, and we want to thank you that you give us a prayer life, that you give us the authority and the responsibility and the blessing of being able to come to you in prayer and do business with you, fellowship, partnership. And Father, you have written to us instruction that we are to pray first of all. We're to pray for all people, and that we do it this way, by praying for their leaders. Because when their leaders are blessed by God, then we can live a quiet and peaceful life, and people can come to you. And Father, in the name above all names, so we're going to obey that. You said to pray first of all for kings and for all that are in authority, with supplications, intercessions, and thanksgiving. We want to thank you, Lord, for our president in the United States, Donald John Trump. And especially do we thank you that he blesses Israel and he leads this nation in blessing Israel. Oh, Lord God, we do want to thank you for everything he's done, establishment, recognition that Jerusalem is the eternal capital and establishing our embassy there. We want to thank you that he recognized the Golan, oh, Father, as Israel. And now we do pray that in his peace plan he's going to put forth, he will recognize Judea and Samaria as belonging to Israel. And once again, Jerusalem, undivided. When you said pray for the shalom of Israel, you know and I know and we know on this line it comes from the root word shalem, which means whole. We pray for the wholeness of Yerushalayim, the wholeness of earthly Yerushalayim, and the coming together and the wholeness of heavenly Yerushalayim and earthly Yerushalayim, just as your word has said it shall be. We want to thank you for this, Lord, and we want you to keep him, keep advising him. Lord, we know he has earthly advisors. And we know President Truman had earthly advisors. And they advised him wrongly. But he was strong enough, President Truman, to go against his Secretary of State. He was strong enough to go against his advisors and to go down in history. Thank God for it, as recognizing the modern state of Israel as Israel revived. And we want to ask you for the same thing for President Trump. We want to ask you, Holy Father, that he, Lord, would continue to hear you and do what you say, no matter what those voices around him might say. Holy Father, when we were in Israel and here on this very call, we prayed about the elections. We prayed. I didn't really know, Father. There was another good group of men, and I didn't really know what your will was, but I know that when we were on that rampart, Pastor Cheryl Morrison was leading us in prayer with the Christians United for Israel Women's Initiative group. We know that we had a breakthrough. And we were praying your will be done, because it wasn't written in the book, I want Bibi Netanyahu to form a new government. So we had to pray in that case, the will of the Lord be done. And Father, we believe it was. And so, now, Holy Father, I believe that your will and other indictments and things that are against him and voices that are saying now in the United States to the far left horrid things to impeach our president, to give him constant trouble. And we know this is Satan. We know he's behind it for here for sure. And so, Father, in the name above all names, surround these two. Protect them, Holy Father. You've put them in office, and God, we trust you to keep President Donald John Trump there and to strengthen his hand in the 2020 elections. Holy One of Israel, you said, dear God, if we ask anything on earth according to your will, and we know that when it's written in the Word of God, we can read and see what your will is, and it is your will to bless presidents and kings, to help them. I'm also sure it's your will to move some out of office. And I'm asking you, Holy Father, those that are against your will, those that are against the blessing and the prosperity and the of the United States of America and of Israel, I'm asking you to remove them. There are some to the far left right now, Father, that I believe that in my earthly seeing, and of course I'm not like you, but I think there's some that need to be removed. some that are definitely anti-Semitic and against your will. I'm asking you to remove them from powerful positions. And I'm even asking you that none of their what they put their hand to, according to presidential elections, according to other things, shall prosper. Oh, how we do praise you. Father, we ask you for blessings and thank you for blessings upon this nation. And now we ask you in our known language, and we're going to pray a bit together. Everyone join us. If you pray in the spirit in unknown tongues, please join me now. Kefratisho nanje. Oh, balatishko. Yes, Lord, we do thank you. We do thank you and we praise you. Oh, paradinho no koholati lo combre. None could have kept us but you yourself. Istiambora mika, istianleke. And very soon now, oh, Father. Halamarito, friend, ilimakara. Ijandulobre, kelibaradijo nombra, kelikahalatito. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of the Lord. How we do praise you. How we do give you glory. How we give you adoration. Holy One. For all you do every single day. For all you do, Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, I've been getting some good reports out of Israel on Migdal. Some advances that we've made, some monies that we need. I'm going to probably read more of these on the noontime prayer, and I will be posting them. But I want things to speed up. And I want you to join me in praying that the building permit, we've made a lot of advances toward it, met things they wanted, done things, da-da-da-da. But I'm asking you to join me in prayer right now. And I'm asking you if you'll promise to keep this before the Lord. Every time you think of the Migdal Project, say, I surround that project with faith and love. Holy Heavenly Father, in the name above all names, I'm asking you to speed up the Migdal advance, to speed up the building permit. I'm asking you to cut the time short. I don't know, this might be a far reach, Lord, but it is said there in concerning the tribulation time that if you didn't shorten it, men couldn't survive, but for the elect's sake, you shorten it. I know you did something with time. You had it stand still for Joshua. So I'm asking you to move us forward, even if it is in the realm of translation, and you have to translate us forward. I'm asking you for something that is a very wonderful and marvelous activity that will amaze our team, our American team, our American head, Ethan, that will amaze especially those that are working on this in Israel. A manifestation of God. O Lord. Ishanda, we know the time is short. But I also know that you also always tell me it's coming forth and not to give up. And I'm not giving up and I haven't given up. And you know that, Father. And so, Father, in the name above all names, when I look at that 3 acres paid for, and I know how much it's gone up in value, and we have increased by millions. But, oh, Lord, we need to be there. We need to be there. I need to be there. The prayers need to be there. The students need to be there.
Holy Father, in the name above all names, I'm asking you for a miracle. A miracle for the building permit, to hasten it. We now know it's coming for sure, but to hasten it. I don't want to wait till the end of the year. To hasten its coming forth, and to hasten the monies coming forth for all the things we have to do right now, and for the things, Father, that to complete it. I've never worried about the money because I knew that you would do it and that you had done it. And now we need it to come forth for the completion. Pray with me now, folks, in tongues about Migdal Arbel. Pilavrato tidi mahalatino, shevrato sabrenica, and berfrone, and berfane, and tenyeni cupra. You know, we have our 3BI, Billy Graham Bible Institute. We're doing another taping just in the 1st of May. And I'm so excited about some of the students and some of the pastors that are coming and sending people. And then we want to have this thing ready and online. So I want you to pray for me and the 3BI Billy Brim Bible Institute, that it too will be shortened, that we'll get the classes done and we can come on time. There's an exciting class coming in August. It's going to be taught by Dr. Stephen Phipps, who is a university professor in actually communications and scientific things, but he is so knowledgeable on the moves of God, and he's going to come and teach in August. You can find out about that online if you'd like to enroll for the online, he's coming to teach actually out. The way we do it, we film these out at Prayer Mountain, and then we'll have them all ready for an online school. But you will want to take this course if you don't get into that class. And another one, we're going to Israel, February 3rd, I think it is, something like that. It's later. It goes to March 3rd. And it starts in February, and we're going to have our 3BI tour. First 3BI tour, which was, it'll be a little longer than some of our tours, and it's going to be very focused on study. And we're going to go into the places, and then it'll be later online as we start. I think we'll start at the Dead Sea, have some days there to rest and to get into our Bibles, and then we'll head up to the where Abraham came into the land, and we'll start there with the teaching. So if you'd like to go to that, you can go online to billybrim.org Israel Tours. And I just thank you again for joining us today. You're such a special group. And I always get such an anointing to pray when I'm praying with you all. And that is the case with prayer. When you pray with people for a time, Sister Wilkerson talked about that prayer group that she had that met for years. She said, you get to flowing together, and you move together. And that's what's happening to us, to you and to me, together. All of us here from, now I try to keep up because I want to, and I have a little form where I mark in yellow each state that I hear. But when I go in today, and I'll make an announcement of it, I'll find out how many states we had online, and how many, it even tells us now how many were from each state. And, of course, the other countries, our dear body of Christ, brothers and sisters in Canada, they're so faithful, and you're so faithful, and other places. So I'll see you at noon, or if not then, next Wednesday morning at 8. Love you, Central. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.